Hello everyone and welcome to Learn French with Lara. I'm Lara and today I'm going to tell you about a new French idiom.
Poser un lapin. Poser un lapin. What does poser un lapin mean? Well, lapin is a rabbit and poser is to put. Now, this comes to the time, and it's a bit naughty, when, for example, a man wanted some favors from a woman and was happy to pay for it. So after the deed, what happens? He used to meet and the man would bring some money, and that was called a rabbit. In the event that the woman was waiting in vain for the payment, we said, il m'a posé un lapin. He has put a rabbit. And basically it means nowadays to stand someone's up. Il m'a posé un lapin, he stood me up. Je lui ai posé un lapin, I stood him up. It's to fail a commitment, a promise, as well as not coming to a meeting. On avait rendez-vous à 20h, j'ai attendu pendant 2 heures, elle n'est jamais venue, elle m'a posé un lapin. We had a date at 8 p.m, I waited for 2 hours, she never came. She stood me up. Now, how can you use this with your French GCSE speaking exam? Well, let's have a look at the theme of local area, holiday and travel. And the question, parle-moi d'un problème que tu as eu pendant tes vacances. Tell me about a problem you had while on holiday. Parle-moi d'un problème que tu as eu pendant tes vacances. Well, you could say, quand j'étais en vacances en France l'année dernière, ma famille et moi avions réservé un logement sur la plateforme Airbnb. Nous avions un rendez-vous à midi, mais le propriétaire du logement n'est jamais venu. Il nous a posé un lapin. Nous avons essayé de le contacter en vain. Nous avons décidé d'attendre dans le café en face. Il est finalement arrivé avec une demi-heure de retard. When I was on vacation in France last year, my family and I booked accommodation on the Airbnb platform. We had an appointment at noon, but the owner of the accommodation never came. He let us down. We tried to contact him in vain. We decided to wait in the cafe opposite. He finally arrived half an hour late. I put all that on my website. Well, this is the end of our lesson, so I hope you like this lesson. Please subscribe, go and have a look at my article, and I'll see you later for another video. Bye bye. Cheerio.